It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome to the War Room at War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show, the direct URL. And of course, Infowars.com/show always for the live feeds of all 10 hours of Infowars live programming. We've got tons of clips. Literally, I've got a desk full of news. We're going to get to all of it. We may take your calls as well. We have a poll of the day at War Room Show on Twitter. What is most important to you? Build the wall, lock her up, or cut the taxes? So if you want to call in today, that will be a great discussion. And if any of the crew doesn't know, we're going to hear from all of you as well on what is most important to you. But first, a report from John Bowne, an update in the Awan scandal that is running deep in the Democrat Party.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is about to know the true meaning of consequences.
With the permission of, through the investigation, and we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way, and should expect that there would be consequences.
Schultz's former IT staffer, Imran Awan, and Awan's wife, Hina, may have already been offered an immunity deal from federal prosecutors that will allow the Awans to go into detail regarding exactly what Wasserman Schultz is desperately hiding.
The fact that this wife is coming back from Pakistan and is willing to face charges, as it were, I think there's a good chance that she's going to receive some type of immunity to tell a larger story here that's going to be pretty disturbing to the American people. And it's always ironic, you know, ironic to me that when you see these kinds of things happen, where you have someone that has nefarious or certainly not the best interests of America within the IT system of the United States Congress, and they're being paid by a member of Congress, it's really pretty frightening. I mean, it's
former head of the Democratic National Committee, we might point out, who was forced out in disgrace.
Yeah. Enough of the plot gets even stranger from there. A new report by Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller News Foundation reveals that Awan actually had a second account with access to the House network. That account was still active as of yesterday, potentially providing Awan secret access to the House network, the very same network, as we just said, he was banned from as a security risk. The secondary email is linked to another House staffer who specializes in intel issues and works for House Intelligence Committee member Andre Carson. Whoa.
Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller reported now indicted former congressional IT aide Imran Awan allegedly routed data from numerous House Democrats to a secret server. Awan had access to all emails and office computer files of 45 members of Congress. The fear among members that Awan could release embarrassing information if they cooperated with prosecutors could explain why the Democrats have refused to acknowledge the cybersecurity breach publicly or criticize the suspects. Data was also backed up to Dropbox in huge quantities. Congressional offices are prohibited from using Dropbox, so an unofficial account was used, meaning Awan could have still had access to the data even though he was banned from the congressional network. The Awans and Imran's brothers, Abid and Jamal, collectively earned at least $4 million as IT staff for the Democrats from 2009 to 2017, each earning $160,000 a year for what many had deemed as no-show work. The Awans would return to Pakistan for months at a time and continue to be paid. Capitol Police revoked the Awans' access to the congressional IT system due to a major breach of data, including the files and emails of dozens of congressmen, many serving on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Access requiring security clearances that were likely forged. Wasserman Schultz and other Democrats have accused the Capitol Police of being motivated by Islamophobia, but the Awans are rightfully being investigated over charges of tax fraud, bankruptcy fraud, insurance fraud, and extortion. In fact, the AWANs dug a hole so deep with fraud, they will have to spill everything regarding former DNC Chair Schultz and the other Democrats involved in the criminal...
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit. By consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome to the War Room. We will be joined by Roger Stone, as usual, in the 4 o'clock hour, as well as Carla Spaulding. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Laura Loomer. And we may get to some of your calls in this hour and in the 5 o'clock hour, so we'll go ahead and put the phone number out there for you, 888-201-2244. The question that we're all debating here, what is the most important issue to you right now? Build that wall, lock her up, or cut the taxes? We'll hear from the crew. We'll hear from you on that. There is literally so much news and so many video clips to get to. I usually try to be pretty fluid in what I cover and making sure it's all relative in the segment. And I don't even know what to do. I don't even know where to begin. I didn't even line up any clips with the crew for this segment. So let's just start with this stack of news coming out of the left, coming out of Hillary's camp, and news that you would think would be number one when you talk about child sex abuse. So here you go from the Daily Caller today. At least 11 mayors accused of child sex-related crimes since 2016. You wouldn't know that, would you? You would have no idea if you only watched TV news, which now people are cutting. So see, this is how we'll do it. We'll just take one news story time all in and we'll just go right through. So you'd have no idea that 11 mayors have been accused of child sex-related crimes since 2016. Of course, the latest being Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, who has been forced to resign because of multiple accusations of sexual abuse. And then you read that story and you realize that he was probably blackmailed. But you wouldn't know any of this if you tuned into television news. And that's why cord cutting explodes. 22 million U.S. adults will have canceled cable and satellite by the end of 2017. Okay, so that's why nobody tunes into television news. Nobody trusts television news anymore. Because you won't hear about this. You won't hear about Ed Murray. Maybe a brief stint. Maybe a note. Perhaps it scrolls through on the bottom line. But no big outrage. No outrage over New York Mayor Rick Nelson. 78-year-old Dale Kenyon, former mayor of Clayton, New York, indicted on charges of sexually abusing a teenager over the course of 3 years. Dwayne Shutt, 61-year-old mayor of Randolph, Nebraska. He was arrested in July, multiple child sex assault charges. Police say Shutt repeatedly sexually abused a minor over a period of 4 years, beginning when the victim was 13. Former Ohio Mayor Richard Keenan, another Democrat, was handed life sentence. This April, he pleaded guilty to repeatedly raping a 4-year-old. Good Lord. Anthony Silva, then mayor of Stockton, California, arrested last August on charges that he provided teens with alcohol at a camp for underprivileged youth that he ran before recording them playing strip poker. This stuff just makes you sick. I don't even want to report on this. Kenneth Lewis Barrett, mayor of Winston, Oregon, one of four men arrested on March 19th as part of a sex sting. Authorities say they believed they were meeting a 14-year-old girl for sex and then arrested him. Just goes on and on. Christopher Wright in Georgia, 11-year-old boy, 12-year-old girl. Daryl Gene Walker, indicted in June, sexual misconduct. Sexual contact with a child younger than 17 years of age, touching a young boy's genitals. Donald Briggs, indicted on felony charges in December 2016, alleged inappropriate sexual contact with a person younger than 17. Wow. I don't know. Maybe nobody wants to cover that because it's so intense. It's so gut-wrenching. It's so disgusting. But this is obviously, you know, 11 mayors. I don't know how many mayors there are in the United States, but 11 of them accused of sex-related crimes since 2016. I don't know. Do you classify that as an epidemic? Do you classify that as a serious problem, folks? Do you think 11 mayors accused of sex-related crimes since 2016, is that an issue? Should this be a main story right now, or should it be Trump-Russia? Should it be the new angle that the Trump-Russia probe is going down? We'll have more on that. It's just absurd. And then you see stories like this. Gatekeeper of DC society Sally Quinn comes out as a cultist, used hex to kill people. Oh, but we already learned about the Satanist. Didn't you know? We already knew about Bohemian Grove. We already knew about the spirit cookings with Marina Abramovich. We already knew about the occultist worship ceremonies that they have during the Super Bowl halftime show. We already know about the occultist ceremony they had at that huge bridge opening in Europe. I can't remember the name off the top of my head if any of the crew remembers it. Oh, yeah. They just open the longest tunnel in Europe and then have some sort of devil worship cult ceremony around it. Oh, yeah, we know what kind of art the Podestas are into, folks. We know about all this stuff, so this is no surprise. Now, this is actually kind of a surprise that Hillary Clinton would even go this far. This is from Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com. Hillary Clinton thinks Orwell's 1984 was about the need to trust authority. What? Hillary Clinton's new book, What Happened, contains a section where the failed presidential candidate literally tries to assert that 1984, a book about tyranny and the abuse of an all-powerful authoritarian state, is about the need to trust authority. Well, unfortunately, I actually disagree with Paul Joseph Watson here. I don't think it's that Hillary's that delusional. I think Hillary knows exactly what she's doing, if that's even Hillary's words. I mean, this, you know, who knows who actually wrote this book? But no, it's that the followers of the Hillary Clinton cult are that delusional. The people that will read this book and take it as fact, those are the people that are delusional. So see, now that 1984, this is what they do. This is a Saul Alinsky technique. So now that 1984 is actually coming to fruition, now that, you know, I shoot a report and it's saying I'm in the middle of 1984 society. Now that we actually see 1984, now that we actually see them pushing 2 + 2 = 5, now they try to tell you, now they try to steal the 1984 narrative. That's what they try to do here by telling you that it means you need a mommy, a daddy. You need Big Brother. You need an authoritarian state. And of course, that's what Stan Deo talked about today on the Alex Jones Show, bringing in a new world order, a one world government in the case of extreme events that lead to the collapse of society. And if they can get their minions to think that 1984 is a book celebrating tyranny, then they believe that they can actually get these people to rush to the teat of tyranny the moment society breaks down because they can't survive on their own. Now, if you try to find any of this in the review section of Hillary's new book, you're not going to find it. Amazon deletes one-star reviews of Hillary Clinton's new book. Amazon has been monitoring and deleting reviews after Hillary Clinton's new book was greeted with a torrent of criticism on the day it was released. So just like everything Hillary Clinton puts out, just like everything BuzzFeed puts out, just like everything Snopes puts out, it sucks, nobody likes it, and they give bad reviews. So now what do? They just censor that so that you can't even see it. Oh, and by the way, there's some new attempt, I think via 4chan or Reddit, where they're trying to outsell Hillary Clinton's book with the last book Donald Trump wrote. What was the name of that book? Great Again? So I'm not sure how that's going. Oh, that's nice, though. Delete the negative reviews of Hillary's book. Here's a nice review for you from Judge Napolitano. Hillary should be prosecuted over destroyed evidence. I think it's a terrible decision not to prosecute. Well, that's pretty much common sense. An interview with Fox Business Network Stuart Varney, Judge Andrew Napolitano said the Justice Department should prosecute Ms. Clinton because there's ample evidence of her guilt. Donald Trump watches Varney in the morning, so he might have seen that. We'll be right back with more of The War Room.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. At War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show, the direct link to the direct feed and all of our content. You can also find us on iTunes as well. We have a podcast on iTunes, infowars.com/show. Always for all the live streams of all InfoWars live broadcasting, 10 hours a day. So Apple releases the new iPhone X. The latest, the greatest, the coolest. It's going to have everything. And really it just copies what's already been done. The full screen from edge to edge. Okay, they've actually had a phone called the Edge where the edge is literally the screen. Glass on both sides. You got all this cool stuff. But regardless of the $1,000 per phone, here's the real news on this. So they're introducing the facial recognition technology, the facial ID technology. Now you're going to unlock your phone with your face. Of course, this is great. I mean, it was so hard to plug four numbers into your phone, and then it was just so demanding to put your thumb on there to get a fingerprint. I mean, good Lord. So now I don't have to do anything. I can just look at it, and then voila. I remember the days where you just, all you had to do to get into your cell phone was flip it open. Just flip, and then you could access everything. And then they started coming out with new phones, the latest and the greatest. No, let's get real for a second about this facial ID technology and where it can lead. But here is Apple explaining to you exactly what the new facial ID program is on their new iPhone X. All right, so I guess we are unable to get that video. Let me know when we do have that video. So they're basically explaining how it works, how they have essentially eight different points of gathering data in the front panel. So they've got, you know, the light, and then they've got the camera, and then they've got like six other things that are representative of gathering data. All right, so we've got that clip. Go ahead and fire that clip.
iPhone X, your iPhone is locked until you look at it and it recognizes you. Nothing has ever been simpler, more natural, and effortless.
It's never been simpler, except when you just flipped it open.
Face ID.
Nothing's ever been simpler. Now look at this complex technology.
The advanced technology we have ever created.
Well, it's so simple.
Much of it is packed right up here into this tiny little area at the top of the display. We call this the True Depth Camera System.
We call this?
And it is made up of incredible state-of-the-art technology. There's an infrared camera, a flood illuminator, the front side camera, and a dot projector. And that's not all. There's also the proximity sensor, the ambient light sensor, the speaker and microphone, all packed into this True Depth camera system area. It is
eight
amazing.
Different data points of
gathering. Here's how it works. Every time you glance at your iPhone X, it detects your face with the flood illuminator, even in the dark.
Even in the dark.
IR camera takes an IR image. The dot projector projects out over 30,000 invisible IR dots.
Oh, nice. It just maps your face. So cool.
We use the IR image and the dot pattern, and we push them through neural networks to create a mathematical model of your face. And then we check that mathematical model against the one that we've stored that you set up earlier to see if it's a match and unlock your phone. And this all happens in real time. It all happens invisibly. You don't see these things going off. It's incredible. It just all works and all happens. When you set up Face ID, you just follow the on-screen instructions, and it tells you how to move your head around in the camera so Face ID can recognize your face. And that's it. You do that once when you set it up.
That's not creepy at all.
And Face ID learns your face. Even if you change your hairstyle, you decide to put on glasses.
Can't outsmart.
You're wearing a hat, so you do it up any way you do it.
You can't outsmart
ID
our new phone.
Learns your face. It learns who you are. And it adapts to you as your face changes over time. Let's say you start to grow a beard. It works in day. It works at night. And the data for Touch ID has been 1 in 50,000, meaning that the chance that a random person could use their fingerprint to unlock your iPhone has been about 1 in 50,000, and it's been great. So what are the similar statistics for Face ID? 1 in a million.
And the whole place goes crazy. So, you know, a normal human that's conscious would be sitting here like, wait a second, this is kind of strange. This is kind of 1984-esque, but Hillary Clinton just told me 1984 was cool. So it's kind of like, wait a second, you're mapping my face? You're putting my facial recognition math into a database, and then I guess that could be hacked, and now all of a sudden I'm in the matrix, I'm on the grid, and now all of a sudden it's Idiocracy. I can't go anywhere without a camera recognizing my face. I can't go to the ball game. I can't go to the grocery store. I can't even step in front of somebody using the phone. I'm constantly on the map. Oh, but it's okay because most people have already done this via Snapchat, but we'll just get the rest of them on the map now with the new iPhone X, and I'm sure that my Android probably has the same technology built in. How does it work with a burqa? You know, I don't think that Apple addressed that at their latest conference, but it's so trendy. Didn't you see the end? Only 1 in a million can access the system. Wait a second. Wasn't it just the FBI that couldn't hack into the Apple phone? And then there was a power struggle there. So amazingly, somehow, they couldn't reproduce the fingerprint. But that's not enough. But they had to make it even more trendy and put an emoji in there.
It has to do with emojis. Now, we use emojis to communicate with others and to express emotion. But of course, you can't customize emojis. They only have a limited amount of expressiveness to them. So our team created something called Animoji. These are animated emojis. These are emojis that you control with your face. Animojis track more than 50 facial muscle movements.
Oh, yeah, it's so cool.
They've been meticulously animated to create amazing expressiveness.
I don't know how we lived before Animojis. How did we
survive?
The way
you create and share Animoji are right from within Apple Messages.
You said a little late. Where are you?
You can pick from a dozen different animated emojis to share and express whatever you want to express to your family and friends.
Woo! 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 As long as you introduce 1984 technology in a trendy way, only 1 in a million can hack it. Hey, look, we've got Animojis. It's so cool. It's so trendy. Oh, okay, yes. Give me the tyranny. Give me the grid. Give me the electronical matrix. Yes, make it so I can't go anywhere. Does it work with a burqa? I doubt it. And I actually know what else it doesn't work with, and I'm debating whether I should even announce it because then they'll probably fix the technology. But I'll just put it this way. There is another way to get around this technology. But you can just put a burqa on. So what do you need me for? Just throw on a burqa. Shout Allahu Akbar. There was another one of those attackers today. And, you know, you'll be just fine. You don't need an iPhone. They'll give one to you.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room at War Room Show on Twitter, where we have the poll of the day going right now. What's the most important? Build that wall, lock her up, or cut the taxes? Cut the taxes is ahead right now. Oh no, it's down now. Build that wall is up now. This one is jumping back and forth all day. Warroom.show, the direct URL to all of our content. And folks, you make it possible for InfoWars to be live 10 hours a day by going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of some of our great specials. Some of the latest specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com are 50% off Caveman. 50% off Caveman. That's a limited time offer going on right now. The True Paleo Formula. This is a supplement that I take every day. Personally, I like the chocolate brand. I think it makes a great protein shake after a workout. Personally, I like it with bananas and peanut butter, but it mixes great with just milk. an excellent source of bone broth, which is a very popular supplement right now, as well as protein. So 50% off Caveman right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off the entire line of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. To me, this is the best toothpaste on the planet, and you can get a bottle of it right now, or a tube of it right now, for less than $8. That is an incredible special that has the nascent iodine in it, the colloidal silver in it, and none of that poisonous, pesky fluoride. And it's 50% off right now, the entire line. That includes the new Super Blue mouthwash. That's for under $10. So 50% off Caveman, 50% off the entire line of Super Blue fluoride-free products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you may have noticed I'm debuting a new lapel pin today, so I will be taking this moment to show off this little precious right over here. Go ahead and zoom in on that. Made in 1776. The crew is really proud of their camera work right now. Look at that. Nice HD shot. Zoomed in on the new lapel pin. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. How about that? There he is. There's Marcos and Harrison. Dan right there. Everybody, we're going to be hearing from them shortly to figure out what is most important to them. Build that wall, lock her up, or cut the taxes. We've got just over 3,500 votes right now. But there it is. Made in 1776 lapel pin. Featured on the War Room by Owen Schroyer. Hey, that's not even my review up there. I give this lapel pin a 5-star review personally. So chalk that up as 2 reviews, both 5 stars. And actually, there's the limited quality available on there is very accurate, folks. There's 1 box of these left. 1 box. And it is a small box. I don't know how many, but I'm telling you, if you like this lapel pin, you're going to want to take advantage right now because there are not many left. So I had to get mine, and I'm sure the crew is probably going to be running back there, maybe getting theirs. Okay, so, in fact, let's go to the crew now. Has everybody decided what is most important to you? Let's start. Let's go back to the crew. So the poll of the day at War Room Show, what is the most important issue to you right now in the President of the United States, real Donald Trump's Make America Great Again movement? Build that wall, lock her up, or cut the taxes? I voted cut the taxes. To me, the wall is not really a big issue. If the wall gets built, it gets built. If not, it doesn't. It won't really bother me. I just want to enforce immigration law and have a strong border. I would love to see Hillary Clinton locked up, but again, I'm not sure if that really affects me. Cut the taxes means more money for me, and I like that. So let's go back to the crew and hear what they voted for. Looks like we're going to start with Harrison. Harrison, what's the most important to you?
Lock her up. That's what I say.
Harrison says lock her up. All right, Zach is right next to him. Let's see what Zach has to say here.
I say that we cut the taxes.
That's 2 for cut the taxes. I like more money. I want to get her locked up too.
I would pay more in taxes to see Hillary Clinton locked up. That's how I feel about it.
Wow. Harrison, would you pay 100% to get her locked up?
All right, let's not go crazy.
Okay. All right, let's go pass the mic around. Let's get Jake on the mic here. Jake, what's most important to you?
I think we got to lock her up.
Okay, we got a deadlock right now. We got 2-2. Where's the rest of the crew? Where's Ale? She thinks she can get out of this? She's trying to hide. She was trying to hide.
Yeah, I don't like being camera. But
get used to it. What did she say?
Cut the taxes.
Cut the taxes. All right, cut the taxes. How many people we got left? Where's Dan? Where's Marcos? Step up, Marcos.
I say fire Jeff Sessions and end the drug war.
No. That wasn't an option.
Marijuana.
That wasn't an option.
Oh.
That wasn't an option.
Then end the Fed.
That wasn't an option. All right, you're disqualified. Sit down. Terrible. Where's Dan? Is he gone? What about Wes? Is Wes gone too? All right, so there are the votes. So that means cut the taxes, at least for now here, because Marcos can't figure out how to get a vote accomplished. All right, build that wall, though, is leading right now on Twitter. That does seem to be, whenever I talk to people about this, build that wall always seems to be the biggest one. We've got a caller right now in Oregon that wants to build that wall. Alyssa, is that the number one issue to you right now? Build that wall?
Hispanic voter, I got to tell you, that is one of the...
All right, hold up. I got to stop you. We had I couldn't really hear you. I don't know if that was just me getting late to the audio or if it was the whole deal, but start over.
Okay. Absolutely. Building the wall is a major, major issue for the Trump base. And as a Hispanic Trump voter, I got to tell you, that is a big, big thing for legal immigrants in this country. My father is an immigrant from Mexico, and he is a strong supporter of the wall.
Wow. And he comes from Mexico, so he knows the type of people that might be trying to cross the border illegally to get into this country.
Absolutely. There was a couple of other issues I wanted to raise with you while I've got you on the phone. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. While we're on the subject of Hispanics, I think that Alex Jones should really get some sort of Hispanic program. I know he's expanding the InfoWars team, and
you know, he's talked about that. I know that he's efforting that right now. Alex Jones has about 500 pounds of red meat on his plate right now that he's trying to eat through just to get to that point, but I know it is on the docket.
Okay, very good. And, yeah, because Dinesh D'Souza's wife, She's talked about this as well. I mean, as bad as CNN is and MSNBC, networks like Telemundo and Univision are absolutely horrible. They're even far more left. And
yeah, I mean, I don't know if I could say they're worse than CNN or MSNBC, but the leadership at Telemundo and at, I forget the other one that you said, Univision, thank you.
Univision.
The leadership at those news networks are very vocal. You don't really hear much from Zucker. You don't really hear much from Phil Griffin. But you hear from the leaders of those networks, and they are very globalist propagandized.
Okay, one last point before I let you go. I saw this article on the Daily Caller, and I didn't really see anyone else pick this up. Breitbart didn't pick it up. Drudge didn't pick it up. And I haven't heard you guys really report on it, but apparently, Antifa is planning major, major riots on November the 4th. They are really building this one up. And according to them, their goal is to officially start the civil war and overthrow Trump. So
now, you're saying, see if you can find this on the Daily Caller, and we'll see what sources they have.
Yeah, just type in November the 4th, Antifa, and the Daily Caller's
is this something that you're actually afraid that they might do? You think they'd actually do something crazy?
Well, I wouldn't put false flags up out of the picture. I mean, there's some reason why they're building this up, so I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting point made by Alyssa. Thank you for the call. But if it's a false flag, it's not really a false flag if it's Antifa carrying it out and then taking responsibility. So I don't know.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. We just took a caller who talks about Antifa planning, I guess, essentially terroristic events, wanting to start a civil war on November 4th. Let's add that to the discussion today. We'll be taking more of your calls later on. Do you think that is a legitimate threat from Antifa? What do you think they will do? Will the police stand down like they did in Berkeley? And will people continue to say Trump was wrong when he says that there were people from both sides starting violence, even though it's pretty much just Antifa starting violence every time they show up anywhere? All right, let's go to this caller. So this caller has been under attack from the left, and I'm not even going to try to tell his story. We'll try to have him tell his story, but try to make it quick, Brian, because we don't have a lot of time. Tell the audience about the attack that you are under right now for being an independent journalist.
Thank you, Owen Schroyer. My story is that I have been a victim of a malicious prosecution by the United States Attorney Office, and I wasn't allowed to see my discovery. I was wrongfully convicted. I was set up, and because of what happened, I filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit under the case Brian David Hill versus Executive Office for United States Attorneys et al. In the Western District of Virginia, U.S. District Court. Now, there's been evidence the U.S. Attorney has been covering up, and it's all filed on federal records and declarations, that stuff stuff was downloading on my computer when I did not have my computer, when it was at the State Bureau of Investigation in Greensboro, North Carolina.
So you're saying that people planted evidence on your computer to set you up and bring you down in court?
That's right, because I was a part of USWGO Alternative News. I met Alex Jones in Chantilly, Virginia back in 2012, and I met Stuart Rhodes, and he helped me with trying to nullify the National Defense Authorization Act, the torture law, and I wanted to protect people's constitutional rights, so I did the nullify NDAA petition, and a state senator there did not like me, and he had a disdain for me, and it's Philip Edward Berger.
So you believe you have been scrutinized or persecuted by this mayor in Virginia, Berger?
Actually, it was in the town of Mayodan, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Now, where is a website or a YouTube page or somewhere people can go to find out more about this?
At this time, I don't have a page, but you can follow the case by looking up Brian David Hill versus Executive Office for United States Attorneys. The case number is 4:17-CV-27, and you can review the case and see the updates.
All right, well, we wish you the best of luck, and obviously continue to send me information on this, and I'll try to get whatever we can out to the public. It's tougher when you don't have a web presence, but we got you on the show here today, and we appreciate you being a patriot and standing up for the right to free speech, Brian. Hey, before we let you go, what's the most important issue for you right now? Build the wall, cut the taxes, or lock her up?
Cut the taxes.
Cut the taxes. All right, Brian, thank you very much. Folks, here's the deal. People send us stories all the time about personal accounts or things that they're going through, and it's tough, and we want to help all of you. It's just, there's only so much we can do. But it's easier when you call in like that, and we can hear from Brian instead of having to set up a bunch of stuff. So that's Brian Hill, and he's being persecuted, he believes, for standing up for the Constitution and trying to nullify the unconstitutional NDAA. Let's go to Ben in Ohio. Ben, what is the most important issue to you? Build the wall, lock her up, or cut the taxes?
Actually, that's not what I called for. I mean, the biggest issue to me is the one I found last night.
Well, if you don't mind, how about you just answer the question first?
All right, build the wall.
Okay, there we go. Now go ahead.
Okay. Now, this is why I say build the wall. I've been working with 4chan for a couple weeks now with Poll. We've been trying to unmask the individuals who attacked Baked Alaska. In the process of doing that, just really weird things kept coming up. I have proof for everything I'm about to say. I will publicly post links to the cloud. I don't care. I'm not worried about it. I've already been doxxed, so I don't have anything to be scared of anymore. But there's a woman named Mara Cohen. She is a radical Hebrew. She has a lot of ties to a lot of Latin people, South American. There's a gentleman named Arnaldo Borja. He's a community organizer in Virginia. These two are very closely linked, but the link goes beyond just them. If you look up Mara Cohen in Truth Finder, you will find hundreds of variations of this name. But what you'll see is the names don't change that much. The cities and the states don't change, really, and the addresses don't change.
Okay, now cut to the chase, because you called about voter fraud.
Yes, well, that's what I'm saying. It's a replication of the same people over and over again. It's a voter fraud scheme. When you have Arnaldo Borja, who organizes for immigrants to get documentation so they can come so they can become legal, but he also does this in an illegal sense. He gives them fake documentations. They're farming more voters. That's exactly what they're doing. I talked to a senator today who's confirmed he agrees. I've talked to a lot of people today, and this is what it is.
And here's the deal, because I'm sure you've done your due diligence in your research, and you're making fair points here. I'm not doubting that. There's an overarching issue here that is even more frustrating,
and I'm sure Ben understands where I'm coming from here, we already know that voter fraud is going on. I don't need Ben to call into my show with his boots on the ground research that he's just done because he wants to prove it to people and he's trying to do his own investigation. We already see that there's more votes than voters in Chicago. There's more votes than voters in parts of Detroit. We see this story everywhere. Dead people voting, non-citizens voting, people. I mean, so it just, does anybody remember Acorn? Do we just forget about Barack Obama's Acorn that got caught with voter fraud regime? Like, I mean, it's like absurd how many times Acorn got caught. And then it's like we just sit here and they say that Trump is unhinged because he says that there might be rigged elections. And then you've got this. The mayor of College Park, Maryland justifies decision to allow non-citizens and illegal immigrants to vote in local elections. Here's a clip of him admitting it.
People that have been in the city for decades, who contribute in many different ways, paying taxes, volunteering in committees, being part of their civic associations, who are not able to vote because of their citizen status. And some of these folks don't have any legal path to citizenship. So this isn't giving them, this would be giving them an opportunity to have a voice in who their representatives are, who's governing their city.
Now look. There's a fair debate to be had here about people who come to this country, work here, contribute. But here's the kicker. We already have a system. It's called immigration. Okay? There's a path to citizenship. And when people like the mayor of College Park, what's his name? Can't even find his name on here. Patrick Wojan, the mayor of College Park, says that he's just going to give non-citizens and illegal immigrants the right to vote. That's not how it works. That's not smart. That's not good politics. And it completely skirts the entire process of immigration. So that's what I'm saying. See, I put out a troll tweet saying, The best way to fix DACA, you know, the best way to just be fair and let everybody vote is just to end immigration laws. Why don't they come out and say that? Why doesn't the mayor of College Park, Maryland, Patrick Wojan, come out and say, I want to end immigration laws? Because why have immigration laws? Why have a process of becoming a United States citizen? Why have any sort of procedure? Why have any sort of mandate? Why have any sort of things that you have to do, pass a test, this, that, or the other? Why have any of that? The mayor of College Park just says, no, you don't need to be a citizen. You can have a vote. So let's just end immigration laws. Let's just let everybody be a citizen. Let's just let everybody have a vote, no matter how many generations they've lived here or not. We'll be right back with more of The War Room and Roger Stone.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/.
Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
Great news, guys. Hillary Clinton has a new book which just came out today. It's 512 pages of excuses of why she lost the election called What Happened? No, I'm not joking. This is actually the cover, which obviously her graphic designer put as much work into creating as she did into campaigning in Wisconsin and Michigan. Obviously, it's been a great 10 months since we've all had a good time laughing at the liberal lunatics having complete meltdowns over their beloved Hillary losing and over the horrors of President Trump now being in charge. But now, thanks to Hillary, we all get to relive those first amazing few weeks after the election, as she's now going on a book tour and explaining in detail her devastating loss. So, Hillary, how's life? How have you been?
I think I am good, but that doesn't mean that I am complacent or resolved about what happened. It still is very painful. It hurts a lot.
That's really too bad, Hillary, but you still have millions of Americans who still love and support you. Can you give them some assurance that you're not so depressed that you won't commit suicide anytime soon?
No.
Okay, then, let's move on to something else. Many Americans are wondering why you waited until the next afternoon to give your concession speech instead of election night after it was clear that you had been defeated.
I had not drafted a concession speech. I'd been working on a victory speech.
She was so sure that she was going to win that nobody on her team even drafted a concession speech, which is common practice for both candidates because anything can happen. The arrogance of this demon is just astounding. This interview with CBS gets even better. She admits that she bought this house, which is right next door to the White House, to accommodate staff and security in the expectation that she was going to win and become the president. She literally now owns a house right next door to the White House, which is completely worthless and does nothing other than serve as a painful reminder of her devastating loss.
Doesn't it kind of haunt you?
No, I'm very happy we did it.
She's such a horrible actress. No, I'm glad that we did it. Now, Hillary, we've heard you blame just about everyone and everything for your loss, except for yourself. From fake news to the Russians to James Comey. Is there anybody else you'd like to add to that list?
Millions of white people. Yeah, millions of white people.
By the way, I didn't take that clip out of context. That's literally one of her excuses. In the book, she even blames Bernie Sanders, the guy that her and her campaign and the DNC conspired against during the primaries, which caused DNC chairperson Debbie Worcestershire Sauce Schultz to have to resign. Hillary wrote, "His attacks caused lasting damage, making it harder to unify progressives in the general election and paving the way for Trump's crooked Hillary campaign." Just keep doing what you're doing, Democrats. It's working fantastic for us, conservatives. But Hillary, I mean, you got to at least admit that when you called half of Donald Trump supporters deplorable, that was a major misstep and it backfired big time, right?
I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I'm sorry I gave him a political gift of any kind.
That was a gift.
But I don't think that was determinative.
It had nothing to do with it at all. Well, nobody can pay me enough money to waste my time reading this book. The reviews are coming in from people like Chris Hayes over at MSNBC, who says, quote, I'm reading the Clinton book, and it's quite good, compelling and candid, and written with a pretty remarkable intimacy. It's worth reading. Stop sucking up to her in hopes that she'll come on your stupid show. You know that this book was a horrible idea. I mean, for us, of course, it's great, but for the Democrats, this is just disastrous. Speaking of...
So that is Mark Dice's latest video on what happened to Hillary Clinton. She's got all the excuses. She also has another book signing coming up. Was it in Brooklyn, guys? I think it was in, no? I don't know. Someone around here told me she's got another book signing coming up. It'd be a shame if people went to that and asked her where her emails were. But here's Sarah Sanders giving Clinton a hard time on her book.
Be reading Hillary Clinton's book, and what does he think about the excerpts that have gotten out so far?
Whether or not he's going to read Hillary Clinton's book, I am not sure, but I would think that he's pretty well versed on what happened, and I think it's pretty clear to all of America. I think it's sad that after Hillary Clinton ran one of the most negative campaigns in history and lost, and the last
staunch anti-federalist Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure, when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We've got a couple of ongoing situations. Welcome back to the War Room at War Room Show on Twitter. Warroom.show, the direct URL for all of our content. Infowars.com/show for all of the Infowars live broadcast. Infowarsstore.com is how you support us. So today in France, you had a man yell Allahu Akbar, and I think he stabbed 7 people, and I think 3 police officers. And then you have an ongoing situation right now on the Drudge Report. It's saying it's a high school shooting in Washington. 1 dead, 3 injured. So 2 situations we're monitoring right now on the War Room that we'll keep you updated on. But Bernie Sanders, the Salsa Man, is back. Bernie Sanders introduces Medicare for All, single-payer healthcare reform. Of course, where you're going to get the money and where you're going to get the doctors don't matter as long as it's free. So here's Bernie Sanders today talking about his glorious Medicare for All.
3, 2, 1. Today in America, 28 billion
did he just do his own countdown?
No health insurance, and even more are underinsured with high deductibles.
I can't even deal with this guy.
Now, my Republican colleagues here in Congress, they had a brilliant, brilliant idea. And their idea was to throw up to 32 million Americans off of the health insurance they currently have.
And pause right
there.
What
a disaster.
Even though that's exactly what Obamacare did. Literally. That is exactly what Obamacare did. Okay, now go back to Bernie.
That would have been. Well, we have a somewhat different idea. And our idea is to do what every other major country on earth is doing, and that is to guarantee health care to all people.
If every other major country on earth jump off a bridge, would you do that, Bernie?
I'm very proud.
Probably.
Introducing a Medicare for All legislation, which now has 15 co-sponsors here in the U.S. Senate.
Ooh, wow.
And dozens and dozens of grassroots organizations.
Oh, the grassroots that you stole from and then got a new lake house and car? That one? Okay.
And Wall Street. and the drug companies and the medical equipment supply.
Oh, yes.
Those people who profit for our dysfunctional healthcare system, it's not going to be an easy fight.
Oh, I pulled it right there.
We win.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. DACA and Medicaid policies of the left are two of the most fraudulent things we have going on right now. What they were looking at, like 30% of DACA forms have false claims on them. That's a federal crime. Medicaid is one of the most flawed and corrupted systems we have in the healthcare system as it currently goes. And Bernie Sanders is, but he's not stupid, folks. He knows exactly what communism and socialism brings. He knows exactly that the more control you give to the government, the bigger and more corrupt it's going to get. And again, it doesn't matter that there's no money. It doesn't matter that there's no doctors. Go back to the Stelzer man.
Is when the American people stand up as they are.
We're going to stand up.
Demand real change.
We're going to demand real change.
When we do that, you're going to see major and beautiful things happening. So I ask you to work with us at the grassroots level. Speak to your neighbors, speak to your coworkers. Let us go forward and finally do what this country should have done a long time ago, and that is to guarantee health care to all people. Look forward to working with you. Thank you.
That's a nice pipe dream there from Bernie Sanders. We don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough money. But I promise you, we will get you the health care that I've promised you. Obamacare meant that you had to drop your doctor and drop your current health insurance. But we promise you that it's Trump care that's going to make you lose your insurance. Even though that's what Obamacare did, Trump care is going to be the one that does it. I'm Bernie Sanders, and if I wave my hand 50 times, I will get an applause. So magically, Bernie Sanders is going to give everybody health care. These people are insane, man. How does anybody still believe anything Bernie Sanders says? How does Bernie Sanders think he has a mandate? He couldn't even beat Hillary Clinton, that now 61% of people in a Rasmussen poll say should retire. Retire. She wouldn't even have been a year into office by now. These people have no mandate. They have no constituency. They have nothing. They have nothing but false promises and fake news. That's it. That's it. Now, we have an agenda. Part of that agenda is to build a wall, to lock her up, and to cut the taxes. And we're hearing from you about what you think we should do. Let's go to Roger in California. What is the biggest issue to you right now, Roger?
I've got 2 points. The first one, I'll say cut the taxes, but something far more important to talk about. As you know, Trump is being blockaded information-wise. He does not know what's going on. And I came with an idea that we can break the information blockade, because if this blockade continues long enough, Trump will be overthrown. So my idea, and this is, I think, the real reason I called, is, you know, when people meet Trump, like, you know, at a rally, or like when he's, like, you know, helping people, you know, like at Hurricane Irma or whatever, they should be saying things to him like, McMaster is systematically firing your loyalists. Your personnel office is blocking your loyalists from getting hired. Your Twitter is being censored. You know, McMaster and Tillerson are bad-mouthing you behind your back. You know, they might be drugging you so they can remove you under the 25th Amendment. Because if we don't break the information blockade, there's going to be, you know, all this other great stuff is not going to happen. Trump needs to know what's going on. And he's, you know, does a lot of glad-handing and meeting people randomly. And people, when they do have that random meeting with them, they need to be saying things like this, because he needs to know what's going on. He needs to know that they're going after Joe Arpaio, his own Justice Department. He needs to know stuff like this so he can start cleaning house, because the central problem is that Trump doesn't know what's really going on. He's information blockade, but he meets a lot of ordinary people at rallies and, you know, at these different events. And they need to speak out before it's too late.
Thank you for the call, Roger. You know, I'm not sure. You know, we're hearing the stories. We know about General Kelly. Of course, Hope Hicks is, you know, now the communications director of the team. And then she gets banned off Twitter. I've been following Hope Hicks on Twitter for a long time. I actually get notifications. She never tweets. She never tweets. How does she get suspended from Twitter? Maybe that has something to do with what Roger's talking about, and they're trying to the information blockade on Twitter from President Trump. I don't know how much of what Roger's solution will have an impact on President Trump. I don't know how blockaded President Trump is. It's hard for me to believe that President Trump can't get on his phone and go to whatever website he wants, read whatever story he wants, watch whatever video he wants. And I always have this like weird kind of like comic in my head where, you know, Secretary Kelly like has a log whenever Trump has his phone. And so Trump checks in his phone to General Kelly at the end of the night and then goes to bed. And then Trump like sneaks a special phone out of his underwear and he goes under the sheets and he's like tweeting and he's like looking and scrolling. And then the next day he gets up and he goes to General Kelly and he checks in his phone and then they look at the Twitter and Trump's tweeted three times on news he wasn't supposed to read. And they're like, whoa, what is going on? I thought we had the control. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure that the flow of information is being manipulated. However, can they completely stop President Trump from getting on the internet, from getting on his phone? I don't think so. I think part of the problem is that literally President Trump is working so much, traveling so much, doing so much. He's about to go to 13 different states to talk about his tax initiative. So this is more travel. This is more working. This is more President Trump being busy. So he doesn't have the time of day to aggregate news. He doesn't have the time of day to read everything. We're going to be joined by Roger Stone in this hour, Carla Spaulding as well, who is running for Congress against Washman Schultz.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Other times, I was sure it was the world that had gone nuts. Sometimes I snapped at my staff. I was tempted to make voodoo dolls of certain members of the press and Congress and stick them full of pins. Mostly, I was furious at myself.
Sticking members of the press and Congress voodoo dolls with pins? Yes, that was Hillary Clinton that you just heard, folks. Welcome back to the War Room at War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show, the direct URL to all of our content. We're about to be joined by Roger Stone, but think about this. We're about to go to another Hillary clip of her on the Today Show where she directly goes after Roger Stone, but that makes me think, if Hillary Clinton is practicing voodoo or wishing she was practicing voodoo and stabbing members of the media, members of the press, members of the Congress, who do you think she's talking about? I bet you that Alex Jones and Roger Stone are right at the top of that list. So we'll get Roger's take on that. Here she is on the Today Show.
Say Director Comey shivved you. Another area where you seem to come close to drawing a conclusion, but you stop just at the line is Russia.
Right.
You say there's
right.
so many coincidences, so right. many connections between people in the Trump campaign and Russia, but you stop short of saying this, and I'm asking you if you will. Do you think that the Trump campaign, with the knowledge of the now president, colluded with Russia and stole this election?
Matt, I can't say that. That's what this investigation is to determine. What I try to do in the book is to put forth
the first time she's ever had a hard time lying.
I think should trouble Americans, whether you're Republicans or Democrats or anything else. My book, my manuscript was turned in at the end of June, early July. Lots has happened since then.
Has it led you more in the direction of collusion?
It has suggested to me that there was certainly, we know, a plan from Putin and the highest levels of the Kremlin to influence our election. We now know that it was everything from Facebook ads and phony people acting like Americans who were Russians. We know so much more than we did even when manuscript in. And we know that there was communication that's certainly has come out, and we know that there was a lot of interesting coincidences, if you will, between what people associated with Trump were saying at the time and what later came to pass. I mean, you had Trump associates saying in August, John Podesta's going to end up in the barrel. Well, how would he have known that? The Russians hacked those emails. They stole them. Now, let me just quickly say, though, that getting to the bottom of this, which I hope everybody agrees we must, if I had been elected and this had come to light, if I had known once I walked into that Oval Office what we now know, I would have stopped at nothing to make sure this never happened again to anybody.
Okay. We don't know what happened. She provides no details, no facts, no evidence. And Roger Stone, just Hillary Clinton's image, just the sight of her, just her voice makes my skin crawl.
Well, of course it is, Owen, why she wasn't elected. People don't like Hillary Clinton. The more they see her, the more they hear her, the less they like her, because she's a congenital liar. There is no evidence whatsoever that the Russians hacked the DNC email. Just because 17 mindless neocon bureaucrats with the intelligence services repeat it as a mantra doesn't make it true. In the United States, in our court system, we go on the basis of evidence, proof, but there is no proof. In fact, most of the proof, as we read in The Nation magazine a couple weeks ago, is to the contrary. It appears that to the extent that any information was stolen from the Democratic National Committee, it was downloaded to thumb drives and taken out the back door. As far as the allegation regarding Podesta and the barrel, a little disappointed in that shout out that she didn't name me, but this is the same phony conjecture, supposition, projection we've heard from the Democrats. I had no advanced knowledge of the hacking of John Podesta's emails and never said I did. I did accurately predict that his shady business dealings in Eastern Europe, particularly with the oligarchs around Putin, on whom he made millions and who also paid Bill and Hillary hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that would all come to light. And it did. And that's what I meant by his time in the barrel, time under public scrutiny. What is particularly interesting in the light of all this is the fact that Hillary Clinton seems to want to blame everybody but herself. It's the Russians' fault. It's James Comey's fault. It's the media's fault. Now, that one's laughable. But really, it's her fault. She's old. She's tired. She's corrupt. She put forward no ideas for the American people, and she got outworked and outsmarted and outfoxed by Donald Trump. It's that simple. Hillary, the people may like your husband, although I question that. They really just don't like you.
I think that it's tough for Hillary to look in the mirror, to sleep at night. She goes through her entire political career just to be the president, just a selfish witch more than anything. She doesn't want to help anybody. She just wants to lift herself up. And through that process, she gets married to Bill Clinton, politicizes her daughter. And then at the end of the day, Bill Clinton is president twice and she's president goose egg. I mean, she must really be miserable.
Well, I assume you're referring to Webb Hubble's daughter, Chelsea Clinton, who is, of course, the daughter of Hillary Clinton and former law partner of Hillary's former deputy attorney general, I guess assistant attorney general, Webster Hubble, who, like many of the Clinton associates, later went to jail. Here's the big difference between a Hillary Clinton book signing and a Roger Stone book signing. I actually talk to people. I actually take questions. I actually personalize the inscriptions when people buy my books. I actually like to spend time with the people who come to hear what's on their minds and to talk about the politics of the day. If you read today's New York Post, Hillary Clinton zooms in. There are strict rules. No autographs, no pictures, no discussion, no inscriptions. It's completely closeted. It's about the money. It's all about the money. In some of her book signings, Owen, she's charging $3,000 and $4,000 for a primo seat at her book signing. These people would steal a hot stove. Greed is what motivates Hillary. Avariciousness, the desire for power and money, and what she's going to get instead is a prison cell, because that's what she deserves. This woman has no regard for the law. There is, of course, the question as to why the Trump Justice Department is in court today fighting against the release of her emails. Now, this is totally Alice in Wonderland. This is one of the more Kafkaesque things I've ever heard.
And also, you've got tonight, Trump is planning on dining with Pelosi and Schumer. So all kinds of shuffling going on right now. We've got more with Roger Stone on the other side, and we will be joined with Carla Spaulding for Congress. Don't go anywhere.
I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. at Infowars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know.
Well, you've gone to InfoWarsStore.com. You've supported this broadcast. You've supported Alex Jones. You've supported the InfoWar. And now we are live 10 hours a day. And as a thank you to our great audience helping us launch two new shows in the last month, taking things to the next level, we give you the best specials at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got four separate specials right now of 50% off. Let's start with 50% off InfoWars Select storable food right now with coupon code IRMA. 50% off, that's hundreds of dollars of savings right now at InfoWars Select storable food. We don't want to take advantage of you and price gouge you after a natural disaster. No, we want to give you the best product at the best price. 50% off InfoWars Select storable food. 50% off Emmerich's Essentials line of organic household products. So instead of getting the poisonous sunscreen, the poisonous bug spray, the poisonous deodorant, Emmerich's Essentials gives you organic products that don't have the carcinogens in them that have been linked to cancer. 50% off that entire line. 50% off Caveman, the true paleo formula, a protein supplement that I use every day, a bone broth supplement, a combination of the two, chocolate or strawberry flavor. That is 50% off. A very popular item. What is it? What do you got? 4.7 star rating on that? Huge. Huge. The entire line of Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste. 50% off. That's under $8 for a tube of Super Blue toothpaste. Both formulas, peppermint or bubblegum, and the mouthwash. All of those products are 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. And my new pride and joy, my new lapel pin, made in 1776. You can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. Boom. And you want to get there fast, folks. Limited quantity left. Limited quantity on the made in 1776 lapel pin. All right, Roger Stone, you have found a gem in Carla Spaulding, SpauldingForCongress.com. Introduce her to our audience.
Well, you know, Owen, I was very impressed and pleased when you correctly identified Omar Navarro as one of the most outstanding, hard-charging young conservatives running for Congress and, of course, challenging the very entrenched and quite crazy Maxine Waters. If there's any other congressional race in the country that has a profile as high as that race, it would be the race against Deborah Wasserman Schultz, the former Democratic national chairwoman who represents a South Florida district. And a Republican candidate has emerged in that race who is among the most exceptional candidates that I have met in a 40-year career in American politics. Carla Spaulding is a Navy veteran, a registered nurse, worked at the Veterans Administration, mother of three. An outspoken and independent mind, Carla Spaulding, welcome to InfoWars.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here, guys, both of you.
Now, let's kind of start with the basics. You know, you have an extraordinary background. Why are you running for Congress in a race that I think everyone admit in a district this Democratic is uphill?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that I am a strong black woman, not just black woman, but a U.S. military veteran, a mother, a registered nurse who have also worked at the VA hospital for several years. And I have heard the cries of our veterans, not just our veterans, but also the elderly and the young people, as I am also an instructor at the university. It's important to me to be an advocate and to stand strong for the things that we believe in. And it is time also to get rid of our politicians and have non-politicians who understand the life and the real people the real issues in this district and in the country.
Now, Carla, you're in South Florida. I'm in Los Angeles today. Kind of give us a quick overview of how the recovery for the hurricane is coming and what you were doing during Irma.
I have to tell you, honestly, I'm very tired. I've been at my facility for the past 5 days. Today's my first day actually home. And it's been very, very heartbreaking. And to know that we still have people who do care, we actually stayed back, gave up our families then to be able to take care of those who are not able to leave our district and to be able to take care of them and stay put within the hurricane. And it was marvelous. But right now, we still do have people in need. Some are still without power, still without water, and still in need of supplies. So if there's any way that we can help get to the community, I think that'll be very helpful if we can do so. I also want to state something that was very important. While we were there, actually, and myself, helping the community, we have other opponents that were actually fundraising during this time where people are actually being homeless and needing them to represent to help them get through this time. And we will get through, as usual, as Florida. Floridians, we always get through these crises. But another thing, Roger, let me ask you a question. There is, what is the most important duty of this government, of the government? And that is really to protect our citizens. And it seems as if only when we have crisis, we tend to come together. And I want the people to understand that this is why we are American, first of all and foremost, American. And it shouldn't only be when we have a crisis that we tend to do something or want to come together. We have to look at all the tragedies that we've had and still remember, at the end of the day, we are all Americans. And this is what America is about, fighting for what we have been fighting for to come together as unity. And I hope from this, moving forward, some of these things that we've been arguing and fighting about, we can actually truly address true issues that affects the people in our district and in this country.
Well, I found it striking that during Hurricane Irma, you were working with 165 senior citizens to try to help them stay safe and sound, while Deborah Wasserman Schultz seemed to be driven by a need to get her face on TV, standing in the background with the mayor of Broward County and with your terrific sheriff there, Scott Israel, when she has no role whatsoever in hurricane recovery or activities, just another politician trying to get their mug on TV. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you what your view was on the Deborah Wasserman Schultz IT scandal.
Oh, I have to tell you that. I'm sure the Americans have recognized that at some point, the truth of the matter is, listen, she would much rather take up for a Pakistani than she would take up for Israel or any of our allies. And in fact, our own district or our Jewish community. So hopefully they will come to realization that this woman has absolutely no interest to take care of them and nothing else but herself. And that's what I would put it. And we need people, like I said, not someone who wants to take care of and defend the politicians there, the corrupted one, but one that are truly trying in the community to do things that can benefit and help the community to rise above.
I think you make a very good point there. Deborah Wasserman Schultz has a lot to answer for, not only cheating Bernie Sanders as chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, but saying that the Iwan brothers...
We'll be right back on the War Room.
We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said, many years ago, that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at Infowars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, you can see why Debbie Wasserman Schultz is so nervous. Not only does she have the heat of the Awan Brothers scandal on her heels, she's panicking, trying to get her mug on television, as Roger Stone just put it, but she also has a very serious candidate that's going to be running against her in the upcoming round of elections, and that's Carla Spaulding. Roger and Carla, back to you.
Thank you.
So let's pick this up. Not only does Deborah Wasserman Schultz have the baggage of the fact that she got caught red-handed cheating Bernie Sanders. Now, I'm not a Bernie Sanders supporter, but what she did was despicable. You know, here in California, they still haven't finished counting the primary votes in the primary between Hillary and Bernie. That's because Bernie won, but they don't want you to know that. Now, on top of it, she has brought two Pakistani brothers, IT consultants, into the U.S. House of Representatives, paid them from taxpayer funds, induced 30 other members of Congress to hire them, and they turned around and stole not only money, but data through the House of Representatives' computer system. Making it worse, after the Capitol Hill police informed Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz, every man's first wife, that this criminal investigation had begun, she then changed the status of the Awan brothers in the computer system from consultant to employee so they would continue to have unfettered access to the House of Representatives' computer. That allowed them to steal. This, Carla, I believe, makes her an accessory. I believe that she should be charged. And what did she say to your constituents? The Awan brothers are only being persecuted because of their Muslim faith. What's your take on that?
Well, that's her only defense she has right now. And the good thing about that is, running against her, she cannot use the race card. She cannot use the religious card. She cannot use the gender card. And she's ran out of everything possible to use. And the people will see and the truth will come to light. And obviously, what I would say, to be honest with you, I would use one of President Trump's play card book and just simply say, you're fired.
Well, I think that there's a strong sentiment. In this particular district, I, of course, think the issue is not Republican-Democrat. The issue is not liberal-conservative. The people in this district, in which I live, deserve an honest congresswoman, deserve someone who is a person of integrity. You have a very unique experience at the Veterans Administration, and we got a little time here. Can you give us a quick breakdown of your role there as a whistleblower?
Well, I have to tell you, once I was born and raised in Kingston, Jamaica. And after I came here, I joined the United States Navy. Prior to the Navy, after the Navy, I joined, actually enrolled at the VA hospital where I was in several things. But my last 3 years, I was actually had my own nursing clinic there, where I took care of the veterans in my own clinic along with other staff. But I recognized that they were not doing things they were ought to be doing, and I reported them. I actually called every possible person to think of I wrote letters to, but nothing was done about it. And to this day, they are trying, obviously, with President Trump, but prior to then, they gave me the hardest time. I was not allowed to work night evening shift. They placed me on the night shift. They did everything possible for me to try to quit that VA hospital because I stood firm for our veterans. I stood firm for the things that were right. And they did not like that about me that I was doing so. So I decided to go ahead, and after speaking to Governor Scott's office, they said it was a federal issue, and therefore, that's what I chose. I chose to run federal, therefore, I could help to make and change laws. When we talk about waiting time, it is the truth. When we talk about accidents happening to our veterans, it is true. All the things that you've been hearing, majority of those things are true, and I cannot just sit back and do absolutely nothing. The world needs to know that our veterans cannot work so hard and sacrifice their lives, their families, for us to come back and be treated so poorly. It's just unbelievably just not right. We have to change that. And I want to say something else regarding to that. If we do not do something better, which so many homelessness are there for them, why are the young people now today would ever even choose to go unless it's out of desperation to join the military? Because they're also knowledgeable of how poorly they're treated. So in fact, we have to come up with a plan, which I do have a plan, to help get them off the street, fix the administration, because that's where it starts. And until we can do something about that, we're only doing a Band-Aid.
Well, who better to bring reform to the Veterans Administration than someone who has worked there, someone who's seen the corruption in the, in your case, you uncovered the improper theft of perhaps millions of taxpayers' dollars in false reimbursements. You saw the horrific treatment that our veterans are getting, being forced to wait, in many cases, to wait so long they die. And the politicians talk about it, but other than Donald Trump, there doesn't seem to be anybody who will actually do something about it. To me, this may be the number one reason why you are a unique candidate for Congress. This is an excellent time for you to tell the Info Warriors how they can go to your campaign website and how they can contribute, because as you and I both know, Deborah Wasserman Schultz will have millions, as much as she needs to retain this seat. But we can only count on the Info Warriors and people like them, like-minded patriots with their contributions of 25, 50, 100, 500, whatever you can give. I know your campaign is a grassroots campaign. We unfortunately don't have any multi-millionaire super PAC donors standing in the wings like Hillary Clinton. So how can people learn more about you and where can they go to give, Carla?
Thank you, Roger. Well, you can go to SpaldingForCongress.com. Spalding, no U, S-P-A-L-D-I-N-G, for Congress.com. Please go to that website and you can read more about me. And also if you want to contribute or to just get involved, period, would be very helpful because we can no longer have this lady sitting there. We've had other candidates ran 3 times and have lost 3 times. Now, I have the qualities and the recommendations and all the qualifications to win this race. Not because I'm just because I'm a nurse, not just because I'm a veteran, not just because I'm an instructor, but because I have stood in line with the people, worked hard with them, fed them, clothed them, understand the things that requires to get the people into the district moving, understanding the need for having large companies still stay in the United States so that we can have our district being hired, the means of having donations and help and resources for small businesses so they can in turn use well to hire people within the district. We have to start focusing on the people. Listen, America, number one, America first, and someone that will support our president and the agenda that he has. We have to stand behind him and help him get what he set out to do, the American people said they wanted. And we are trying to push him, but for some reason we're having a blockage in Congress. And those who don't want to be there, they need to get out and put the people who want to be there, like myself. So that's my message to them. Carla Spalding for Congress, if you're ready, come on board, because we are sure ready to get Debbie out of that seat. Thank you, Roger.
All right, there you have her, Carla Spalding, dynamic candidate for Congress. Folks, please go to her website. She needs your help. She deserves your help. You're going to see her again here at InfoWars and specifically on the War Room. Thank you very much, Carla Spalding. Owen, back
Thank
to you.
You. Thank you.
And again, it's no shock why Debbie Wasserman Schultz is freaking out, flopping around like a fish out of water. She's got rigging the primaries against Hillary or for Hillary against Bernie. She's got the Awan brother investigation building up. She's got her obsessed with herself during the hurricane coverage, putting her mug on TV won't even help. And now she's got Carla Spalding, who's going to be running against her in her upcoming election. Does not look good for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We'll be right back with more of the War Room.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. At War Room on Twitter, warroom.show for the direct feed, InfoWarsStore.com to support us. The left is absolutely just bat crap crazy. Look at this story. Ontario judge who wore Trump hat in courtroom to be suspended 30 days without pay. Burned Zabel, the so-called Make America Great Again judge, will keep his $284,000 a year job on the bench. But an Ontario Judicial Council panel, which last month held a one-day hearing into complaints against him for wearing it into court, a red baseball hat featuring the Donald Trump campaign slogan. The 69-year-old judge has been handed the second most serious penalty available, a 30-day suspension without pay, coupled with a formal reprimand. Okay, so you had a day-long hearing against this judge, who's obviously been on the bench for a long time, he's 69 years old, over anti-Trump butthurt. So that's nice to see where tax dollars are going in Canada. This is the madness of the left, though. Literally insanity. It goes on. Professors told to report students who make campus less inclusive to behavior assessment team. Okay, A, what the hell is a behavior assessment team? And B, oh my gosh, you just opened Pandora's box. You saw what happened when I went to a Trump protest. I was told I made the country less safe. So now if you're a white male walking around with any semblance of patriotism, you're going to be considered someone making the campus less inclusive. Or if they see a Christopher Columbus statue, they'll have to remove that because that means it's not inclusive. Statue of Christopher Columbus vandalized in Central Park in New York. So now they're vandalizing Christopher Columbus statues. These people are insane. Wow. Here's a man who's not insane. We already played this clip, but it's so good. I want to play it again. Here's Congressman Matt Gaetz on a special counsel for James Comey.
For 5 minutes. I thank the chairman. I thank the ranking member, the distinguished gentleman from Michigan, for recognizing the contribution that I made to this committee in calling for a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and what seems to be the obvious crimes committed therein. And as we sit here today in the Judiciary Committee, I suspect that that call for a special counsel is even more relevant, because during the August recess, we learned that as a consequence of the United States Senate's investigation, they found that Mr. Comey drafted the exoneration of Hillary Clinton prior to even conducting major elements of the investigation, prior to interviewing key witnesses, prior to interviewing Hillary Clinton herself. But Mr. Comey was ready and willing and able to give immunity deals to people who were the close confidants of Hillary Clinton. Here's why this is so important. Here's why it's not heavy-handed or why it's not partisan mudslinging. It is very likely that today, throughout the world, as a consequence of the Clinton Foundation funneling money to itself and selling access to the State Department, that we've got people around the world acting on behalf of the United States. And we don't even know if those transactions were arm's length. If there was corruption at the Clinton Foundation, if the Clinton Foundation was laundering money
for access to the State But the mainstream media is not going to play for you Matt Gaetz's powerful statement, powerful testimony on the Hill today. But what they will do is bash Trump 91% of the time since Inauguration Day, studies conducted over cable news measures 39% of evening news coverage dedicated to the Trump administration compared to 10% that Obama received. And the study also analyzes that 91% of that coverage is negative. That's how you character assassinate someone. Folks, we're going to take your calls on the other side. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. This is the War Room. Your calls on the other side.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live
weekdays from
3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful host. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room.
The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the show. We just gave the phone number out, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. This is the War Room at War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show for the live feed. And you make it all possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing the great products that we have for you. Let's just take a look at some of the monster specials we have going on right now. 40% off Knockout. This is one of the best sleep aids that you will find. Not only the melatonin, but also the L-tryptophan and a powerful natural sleep remedy. Again, you're getting the melatonin, valerian root extract, and the L-tryptophan. All good for a powerful night's sleep. That's Knockout. 40% off. How about this? Over 2,000 reviews. And it's got a 4.5 star rating. And honestly, that's not even really bragging that much. Some of our other products, we have like 7,000, 10,000 reviews. And we've got 4.8 stars, 4.7 stars. It just goes on and on. How about 50% off select storable food right now with coupon code IRMA? 50% off, folks. That is absurd. You're not going to find a better deal on storable food than you are going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. So especially with the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the everything that's going on, North Korea, you're probably thinking about some emergency supplies, perhaps storable food. Well, why not go to InfoWarsStore.com? 50% off. It's the cheapest and the best quality storable food that you're going to find. You've also got 50% off the entire line of Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste right now. Bubblegum flavor, spearmint flavor, the best toothpaste on the planet, under $8 right now for a tube of Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste. No poison in there. Just the good stuff. The nascent iodine, the colloidal silvers. All right, so let's get to your phone calls. You've heard some of the topics. Again, President Trump has his ninth grandchild today. Eric and Laura Trump have Eric Luke Trump this morning. Trump is planning aggressive tax overhaul. He's about to go on the road to 13 different states on Trump's list to address tax reform. So he's really going to be hitting that hard. And that's so he can have headlines like this: middle class income hit highest level on record in 2016. So President Trump wants to make this headline something that he sees regularly. He wants the middle class to get bigger, less poverty, higher incomes, better jobs. And we're already starting to see that. Hunger levels hit a decade low in America just last week. So all of that is going on. Let's see what the callers want to talk about. Let's start with Jason in New Mexico. How are you, Jason? What's on your mind?
Not too much. Thank you for taking my call. A little nervous. It's been a long time since I wanted to get this thing out. But the greatest secret of our nation is we are the United East States of America. And I truly believe that Trump knows that this is what it is. And that's why he wants to make America great again, because he can do it at the flip of a switch. We are all independent, like Alex talks about. They want to take away our sovereignty. Now, I'm not a sovereign citizen, but what I have done, you can look up Cold Cash Government. That's Cold with a K, C-A-S-H, Government. And cash stands for Creative Arts Safe Haven. But nevertheless, what I did was declared my independence in 2012, wrote all this stuff to the State Department, to the President, all this. And now it's recognized by the United States Customs Border Protection and the Department of Homeland Security. Now, what's different is I also ran for president in this last election because I was scared and terrified on the way that the country was going. So that's the reason why I did all these things. But I'm not different, and everybody can do this.
So give me a little more details about what you're talking about, because I've heard other people talking about declaring themselves sovereign citizens, but then basically, you know, they're not going to get any help from the police, any help from any local government or anything like that. What exactly are you talking about?
Well, what I'm saying is the greatest secret of this nation is we are the United East States of America, not the United States of America, but we all are independent, you know, shall I say governors, if you want to call it that. You're the best governor of yourself. In other words, nobody can govern your body like you govern your body. The one thing about our body is we can't make ourselves stop breathing, can't make ourselves stop blinking. So there are limitations to how we govern ourselves. Now, what has happened over all the years is, or, you know, hundreds of years, is that we forgot our independence. We forgot that we are one nation under God, but the states too are independent. That's why I hear you guys talk about states' rights and all this. This is what they know at the top. And if they can never get, this is not going to be taught to you at school. So what I'm saying is you don't have to die in order for an estate to be created. Your estate is created when you're born.
And yeah, and what the caller is saying here, Jason from New Mexico, and he makes good points when he says, we've forgotten about our independence, and it's really more than just that. We've been tricked out of our independence. They've been using events like the stock market crashing to empower the federal government, to empower the Federal Reserve, to empower the central banks. They've used terrorism over times, making people afraid of guns, all of these things to make you think you can't control yourself. You cannot govern yourself. The world is too big. The world is too crazy. You have to trust a government. Which, whatever, you can make that point. Regardless, you are still an independent citizen of this republic, and that is forgotten by most people. Thank you for the call, Jason, in New Mexico. We've got another Jason on the line from Florida. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Owen, how's it going, bud? Everything going good over there in Texas?
Everything is good right now in Austin. What part of Florida are you in?
Good. I'm in Central Florida, Owen. First of all, I want to say thank you to all the first responders, law enforcement, and Governor Scott for his great response on what we just went through here in Central, South, and North Florida. They're still working to get our power back together, yet I'm on the back porch cooking up some steak for the family. So you know how we do it in Florida. We don't give up. We're American. We just make it happen. Second, I'd like to say congratulations to you, Mr. Schroyer. Well done. Keep it up, bud. You're doing a good thing here, and Alex as well. He continues to just amaze us with 11 hours of programming now. The store, Infowars.com/store, a lot of great deals. Take advantage of the storable food. Keeping us alive right now, my friend. We're eating steak, so that's a big thank you. As far as what I wanted to talk a little bit about is I wanted to talk about the representative from Florida who's hanging Hillary out right now, the Podestas.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz.
Representative Gaetz is amazing, okay? He is a young guy, and Roger said it earlier in the show. He's a charger, okay? He is an up-and-comer. He is putting people like Senator Ted Yoho. Yeah, I'm going to call you out, Yoho. You know who you are, you rhino. He's putting these guys in their place because they don't like the fact that he makes waves. He says things and he means them, and that's what they're afraid of. And I'm telling you, he's not the first coming out of Florida. You're going to keep hearing Florida, 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 and all these representatives down here, minus Marco, you know, Daco Rubio. You're not going to hear about him saying anything good about Trump for a minute. But there's going to be some Florida guys bouncing up in this next 2018, and Mr. Stone's doing a lot of work down here, too, behind the scenes, that he'll be breaking to the Info Warriors here soon. So be ready for what comes out of Florida in 2018.
Well, yeah, we've got Carla Spaulding, who's about to prepare her run against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's trying to save herself by going on MSNBC every day. That's not going to help. In fact, I think the Democrats are probably going to stop her from running again because she's such a miserable failure. So we're going to have Carla Spaulding actually on Wednesday on, so I guess that's tomorrow's version of the War Room with Roger Stone. There's Carla Spaulding right there. So there's another person out of Florida, and I think that that's what you're talking about. But really, they're going to be cropping out of everywhere, I believe. And what's so powerful about Gaetz is he admits the truth. That is the ultimate devastation to the New World Order.
And it'll continue being the devastation to their entire system of the Democratic plantation, my friend. We're seeing it right here in Central Florida, South Florida, and we're going to see this entire thing fall apart on us.
And that's why the television news has to spend half of their time covering President Trump, covering Trump's agenda, and 91% of that coverage is negative. They cannot let us control our destiny again. We'll be right back on the War Room. We're taking it back.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, we're taking this country back from the intolerant liberals and from the regressive progressives. We just heard from Congressman Matt Gaetz on a special hearing into James Comey, which is well-deserved. Now here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders destroying a liberal reporter.
There are 2 questions. One, do you have a reaction to Steve Bannon's comments on 60 Minutes saying that the firing of James Comey was the biggest political mistake in modern history? And secondly, if you could look forward to tomorrow a little bit, the president's meeting with the Malaysian
Who
prime minister.
Who is this cuck?
What do you expect to achieve during that meeting, and will the president address or avoid the issue of the U.S. investigation into him?
Pretty wide-ranging topic, so I'll try to make sure I cover first on the Comey firing. I think that we've been pretty clear what our position is, and certainly I think that that has been shown in the days that followed that the president was right in firing Director Comey. Since Director's firing, we've learned new information about his conduct that only provided further justification for that firing, including giving false testimony, leaking privileged information to journalists. He went outside of the chain of command and politicized an investigation into a presidential candidate.
Oh, that's 3.
I think the president's been very clear about his position on that front. He's very pleased with the new director and has full confidence in him to fully restore and lead the FBI. In terms of Malaysia and on that question, hard transition, but I'll try to make sure we cover that.
So there it is. That was nice. Sarah Sanders just named the 3 ways that Comey fully deserved to be fired and perhaps maybe deserves some justice or a special counsel, as Congressman Matt Gaetz suggested. Let's go back out to the phone lines to Matthew, who's in the Gulf Coast. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yep,
go ahead, Matthew.
Yes,
sir. Hey, Owen, how are you? Nice work you did that night at that college with that monument being brought down. I saw that piece.
Yeah, can you believe that someone would chant death to America? Why don't they go move to Iraq? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, move anywhere, dude, except for here. They keep complaining they should get out. I've been trying to call in for a while. I like the work that you do, and also Alex. I know you got other callers, but if you don't mind, I'd like to let everybody know about my website. You guys have kind of encouraged me. I've been listening to you guys for the last 2 years, Owen. Got a website called truthnotfictionmatters.com. Been trying to do a lot of things on my YouTube channel, but we're in this fight together, that's for sure. They're totally going against Donald J. Trump and everything that he's trying to do. You see the rhinos, Mitch McConnell.
Well, yeah, that's right. I just covered it. They spend half their time on the nightly cable TV talking about Trump. 91% of that coverage is negative. Did you say your website was truth.fiction.com? Yeah, there it is right there.
Truthnotfictionmatters.com.
Truthnotfictionmatters.com. We've got it pulled up right there. There's your website right there.
We got to stay in this fight, Owen, because they're going to keep. They're not going to stop. You got North Korea. You got now the rhinos trying to. I'm not real sure. What do you think about this? Get rid of the debt ceiling. They've been trying to do this.
Well, you know, look, Trump is losing some of these battles. I'm not sure if he can even win them. You know, they're going to threaten to crash the economy, so he's got to make deals.
We got to win.
I mean, it's ridiculous. The deficit's so out of control. The debt is so out of control. You know, I mean, I don't even know what you can do about that. You know, Trump is trying to cut into that, but then he has these disasters, and then he has to request all this aid money, and so it's really just a nasty thing that Trump's been handed, and he's not going to be able to do everything, unfortunately, so he's picking and choosing his battles, but, you know, making us richer is definitely going to lift this country's spirits and make him more popular. Thank you for the call, Matthew. We just shared your website. Let's go to Spencer in Ireland. Go ahead, Spencer.
Hi, Mr. Owen Scheuer. I'm calling about vaccine HPV.
Okay.
And at the moment, HSE in Ireland, which is the national health website of Ireland, it's a national health insurance area, you know, the kind of health insurance like NHS in England. And they are pushing forwards HPV-positive vaccination posts. So that one of their posts that's going around at the moment is the vaccine safe? And yes. And
now, are they pushing this on children?
Yes, they're pushing it onto teenagers, young teenagers, and their parents with posts like, you can protect her from cancer, get the facts at HPV.ie.
Oh, yeah, get the facts.
Yeah, get the facts. And I've been going to my friends and everything, and I'm saying go to InfoWars, go to Owen Scheuer. They have the real facts about the actual dangers of this vaccine. Like, one of my friends has actually got a chronic illness due to this vaccine, yet they still don't.
Guys, look up some of the I'm pretty sure there's actually been some vaccine doctors that spoke out against HPV vaccines. There's another story. New York Times World covered it. A couple other outlets picked it up. I think it was in Africa where polio vaccines actually ended up causing and spreading polio. But they won't tell you that, and they won't tell you that there's a secret court in the United States that keeps vaccine companies above the law. So if they put out a vaccine that damages every person that takes it, they can't be held accountable. There's a story from the New York Times. It was in Nigeria where vaccines were causing polio. Not just the only time. Go on, Spencer.
Thank you, Mr. Owen Scheuer. I was also wondering why they feel like they can have this authority, but some of my friends have been saying that it's just because they care about money and profit over the lives of innocent people. Like, these vaccines, like when I was young, because I got this vaccine myself, unfortunately, because I didn't get the full information about the side effects. Because the side effects on the list said you only get a headache or something. They didn't say about all the dangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, to the bigger issue, when you talk about,
elites, you know, using money. I mean, money is a nice thing for elites to kind of control the slave population, if you will, the debt slaves. You know, they want the central banks.
Yeah.
But it's really not about money with these elites. What they want is resources. I mean, if you look into all the power elites, they have, they're all invested in resources. They're invested in media. So yeah. the real power is not in some fiat currency. That's just kind of a system they use to control the population. The real power is in eugenics. The real power is in the control of energy, the control of resources. That's what the elites really lust for.
Yes.
And the vaccines are part of that. The vaccines, just like health insurance that they try to ram down your throat through the government, it's all the same thing. It's about controlling you. They make you sick, and then they make you sign up for their health care. I'm sorry. Final comments from Spencer in Ireland.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Owen Schroyer. And InfoWars, I wanted to say that I've got much of the product. I've got the toothpaste, and I'm going to say to everyone, please go to InfoWars and support the show. Because you guys are doing such brilliant work, and you too, Mr. Schroyer, because you made me believe in Donald Trump and InfoWars.
Well, thank you, Spencer, and we're trying our best here. We're not perfect. We don't know everything, but the one difference that you're going to have here as opposed to television news is we don't have an agenda except to bring you the God's honest truth as we see it. And we work together to do that. And you make it possible at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with Red Pill Black.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
The American way of life is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Well, Apple launched its new iPhone today, and $1,000 for the same phone. No, actually, we were going to do a whole thing where Zach broke down the new things. One of the things, though, now it can really see your face. The facial recognition technology is breakthrough, and now they have Animojis where it can literally read your face. And then on the same day, face-reading AI will be able to detect your politics and IQ. So that's nice. We're just going to give facial recognition AI technology
ultimate power. And we're going to put it in the iPhone, and it's going to be trendy. So you're going to go and get in line to buy it. That's how the New World Order works.
Well, one of the enemies of the New World Order is Candace Owens. You may know her as Red Pill Black on Twitter. Her YouTube channel is also Red Pill Black. Her latest video is aimed at celebrities who open their big mouths. We don't care about their opinions. Let's start right there with Candace Owens. You know, one of the things that I always say when I see these celebrities talking about politics, I always say the same thing. If you're going to talk about politics, you should at least know something about politics.
I absolutely agree. And most of them aren't even good actors or singers, and now they're inserting their noses in politics. So it's interesting. Definitely interesting to watch.
Well, all they have to do now, it doesn't matter if they're a good actor or actress, or even if their movie does well at the box office, as long as you go on television like Jennifer Lawrence and bash Trump and virtue signal for climate change, then you get any role you want. Just Absolutely. Ask Leonardo DiCaprio.
Absolutely. I don't get it. It's award shows have just become like the worst thing to watch ever. Half of them they're not even old enough to talk about politics. I mean, we had at the VMAs, Paris Jackson. I didn't even know which one of Michael's children she was, you know, trashing Trump. And that was hilarious to watch just because I think she literally last year was in rehab and chopped all of her hair off. And now this year she's like, oh, it's trending. As long as I say something on stage about Trump, I'll get like, you know, the massive echo chamber applause that they look for in those 5 seconds.
I wonder what they're thinking. Again, my take on it is it's all about getting roles. You know, if I see the same thing in the music industry where if somebody's about to release a new album, whoa, magically the month before they say something negative about Trump or they tweet something negative about Trump. I think that this is an opportunity for people to understand how the media is working with the movie industry, the entertainment industry, the music industry to control these people's public image, their public thoughts to say, hey, you want your album on the radio? You better bash Trump.
Absolutely. I mean, I think more than anything, it's just a study of culture. And I think more and more, we're just becoming more aware of how obvious it is that all they do is try to brainwash people. And their market are these sort of teenagers, in between teenagers, don't really know what to think, but look up to them because they show up in a Dolce & Gabbana dress and like, oh my God, it's Jennifer Lawrence. But the older people, and especially I think after the rise of Trump, we're just sick of it. We're tired of it. And we're just ready to hear something else. You know, George Clooney, J.K. Rowling, people that don't even live in this country telling us how to vote and who we should like. It's getting absolutely ridiculous.
Did you just refer to our generation as old people?
Yeah. older than the tweens. Older than the tweens.
I just wanted to clarify that. All right.
No. Older than the 11-year-old, you know, prepubescent tweens, they seem to be aiming all of this chatter at, because they must, they have to be aiming at them, because they can't assume that we're all this stupid, you know?
Yeah. That's an interesting point that you make. It's like, I don't think Jennifer Lawrence cares. I mean, I keep bringing her up because she just had that viral video.
Right.
I don't think she's that stupid, and I just don't think she cares. She just wants to be in the next movie. She just loves being popular, and she probably enjoys getting the roles that she gets to, and she gets in all the big films. But it's just sad that really they are taking advantage of the ignorant public out there that just eats it all up.
Right. I don't know, though. I think we're seeing now that it's starting to affect them negatively. I mean, I don't know when they're going to realize that Trump won. You know, it's like, I mean, so when you go out and you say something negative about the person that won the American vote, you're speaking about half of the American population, more than half of the American population. You're insulting them. So I don't understand how this works from a marketing perspective. Like, who's not sitting them down being like, just shut your trap? You know?
Well, they're all marketing for the Chinese that owns Hollywood, so right. That's how that works. Yeah. And Trump is actually standing up to the Chi-Coms. But you sit here and you say, is it helping? Is it hurting? I look at the videos like Jennifer Lawrence's interview, and what you find is a lot of thumbs down. Nobody right. likes it. You right. hear people saying, I'm not going to go see your movies anymore. I look at your last video. You put it up 4 days ago. Dear celebrities, nobody cares what you think. It's got over 250,000 views, and it's got nothing but thumbs up.
Right. And that's what it is. People don't look, you watch the VMAs for mindless, you know, television with a little bit of talent splashed in if you're lucky. You know, you definitely don't watch it to hear people tell you what you have to resist, tell you what you're doing wrong, and speak to you like they're your parents. I mean, these people are absolute morons, and yet they're speaking to us like we're the morons. You know, these are people that, you know, packed their bags and moved to LA to make it when they were 17 years old and had some big break, and now they've suddenly become, you know, they feel like they now have the moral high ground. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's sickening to watch, and it's, again, just absolutely exhausting, especially with you know, the Miss USA pageant, the questions they're asking. It's just mass brainwash. It's ridiculous.
We're speaking with Candace Owens. You can find her at Red Pill Black on Twitter, her YouTube channel, Red Pill Black as well. And we're going through this crazy time, and it's really sad to me. So you see someone like Seth Rogen, or somebody will put out a tweet about politics, just 100% wrong. I mean, just literally so far from reality. It shouldn't even be funny, but then you see people celebrating it like it's a victory for them. Like, oh my gosh, Seth Rogen confirmed my beliefs. Woohoo!
It must be true. She wrote Harry Potter, so therefore it must be true. She obviously.
Yeah, I saw Seth Rogen in a funny movie. Oh my gosh, he's so smart.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just absolutely laugh out loud funny that they think that because, you know, they played in these dumb movies or wrote these fantastical, literally fantastical books, you know, that they're now equipped to tell us how to live our lives. And it's especially, as I pointed out in my video, it's especially insulting when they don't even live in this country. Like, they're here on a tourist visa, and like, they're just tweeting up a storm about our president who they, you know, they don't have to even live under. Stay in your own country. You know, that's all I can really say for J.K. Rowling and Adele. It's ridiculous, man.
Well, a lot of these people said that they would leave too.
And
I mean, Miley Cyrus, Cher.
You know, it's sad too, because a lot of these celebrities I actually liked. Now I can't stand to hear them talk. I was such a Chelsea Handler fan. You know what I mean? Ooh. She was so funny in the beginning. She was not PC when she arrived on the scene. You know, when I was watching her when I was younger, and now all of a sudden, like, she's got this itch to be involved in politics. You have to think that over a certain amount of time, when you're in the echo chamber of Hollywood long enough, that they sort of just spiral and they can no longer see straight. They can't think outside of these like metropolitan cities, and something just sort of, they get poisoned after a while.
Well, and Chelsea Handler to me would be another example of somebody who just capitulates to whatever they're told to so she can keep her television show. That's right. My estimation. I don't have any evidence of that, just right. except for what she said. But you know, it's amazing because most Americans are middle of the road people that really weren't, at least before, so polarized politically, didn't really have the political charge that they have now. But because of the polarization and because of the liberal insanity, they're coming to the side of conservatives. They're coming to the side of, you know, Republicans or right wing, whatever you want to call it. So they don't even realize how liberals are hurting their own cause.
They absolutely are. I say it all the time, but the movement is growing. You know, this underground movement, sort of this Trump effect that we're seeing happening, it's growing because people are just being so pathetic. I mean, all of the tears, all of the crying, you know, the harsh words. You can't just sit here and like you said, polarize more than half of your audiences because of the way that they voted. You have no idea what they're facing in their real lives. You're just someone that's supposed to appear on their television screen, give a subpar performance, and move on with your life, you know?
Well, they say the phrase liberal tears. I'm sure you're familiar with liberal tears. I actually go right to the source for my liberal tears. I wasn't really enjoying the liberal tears that I saw on the internet. So I went right to the source. There's the video. I was very thirsty. I was parched. I was at a Trump protest, and I just went right to the source for some liberal tears. And these two young females, both, or I shouldn't assume their gender, I'm sorry, both of these college students started crying. So I just go right to the source, Candace. I think it's very refreshing. Hey, we've got one more segment with Candace Owens, Red Pill Black on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You know, someone very profoundly once said, many years ago, that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Yeah, that's right. It's a little confusing when you try to read the stories, but yesterday the Supreme Court did back the travel ban. However, it's in limited scope. They're saying it might not last, and it's not a full endorsement. And you read the stories, you have to read it backward just to understand it. However, it does look like the Supreme Court is at least sticking up for Trump's travel ban as a constitutional thing. Some other news here. No headline goes untouched. No news source goes unturned. San Francisco Gate, Bay Area sees 1,200 lightning strikes in rare September thunderstorms. Another sign of the times. Perhaps a sign of maybe oncoming earthquakes that have been predicted for a while. Brazil investigates reports of massacre among Amazonian tribe by gold miners. So just the other day, this tribe gets recognized one of the last untouched tribes by basically the modern world. And now they get murdered by a bunch of gold miners. So they're looking into that. Oddly enough, worth mentioning, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation somehow gets a plug in this story. We're trying to figure out why that was, but of course we know they're heavily present in Brazil with their manufactured mosquitoes. And then you've got a tick, a deadly tick that gets loose in Japan. They had this tick in Japan and then it escapes and it's got a deadly disease. Okay. Wow. All right. So that's going on in Japan along with Fukushima. We've got Candace Owens. You can find her on Twitter at Red Pill Black. You can find her at YouTube at Red Pill Black. And she is very popular on Twitter. Her video from 4 days ago, Dear Celebrities, Nobody Cares What You Think, has over 250,000 views. Candace, I want to get into feminism with you here. One thing I'm noticing about feminists, well, actually, there's two things I'm noticing about feminists. One, feminists, all the feminists are the least feminine people I've ever met in my life. And some of them don't even shave their armpits. And then feminists are actually killing feminism. So it's kind of one and the same thing. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
So the movement's been hacked. It's so funny to me when I say I'm not a feminist and people come to me and they're like, how could you, you know, what women died for you to have these rights? I'm like, please, let's not compare these two concepts that have nothing to do with one another. Susan B. Anthony is rolling over in her grave. The idea that these modern feminists during Hillary's campaign, after they voted for her, they dropped their I'm with her pins on her grave. Like, could you imagine what she's doing under there? Like, this pathetic movement of people that are wearing pussy hats now want to be like likened to the iron-jawed angels when there was actually this sort of systematic oppression versus women. Basically, it's feminism is now this hijacked party of girls that could never get attention any other way. Deciding that they're going to complain, they're going to whine, and they're going to say, if you don't like me, it's your fault. If I'm fat, it's your fault. If men don't look at me, it's because there's something wrong with men. If I don't want to get up today, you know, it's because it's everybody's fault but their own, and they're breaking down family structures. I received a backlash because I'm doing a charity event to promote fatherhood, present fathers. And I received a backlash online from women inboxing me, you know, basically saying like, you know, you can't be pro man without being anti woman, which is pathetic. It's just been completely hijacked. And like you said, they are the most unattractive women. And hopefully through the spirit of Darwinism, since all they want to do is bash men and men are not going to marry them, they're going to die off. So I'm not too worried about it.
Well, that's kind of what they promote. Yeah. I mean, they're literally promoting their own extinction.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to sit back and, you know, let them rant and let them cry and let them avoid men because men are awful. And, you know, all of these Lena Dunham, and they're just going to all die off and we're going to be fine in about, you know, one generation when they all die because they realize that they can't breed with one another no matter how hard they hope that they can.
I forget what it was. There was some meme that went around. It was a feminist in a t-shirt. She was very large. I'll just put it at that. And the t-shirt said something like, you know, keeping men's hands off my body, or, you know, no man will touch my pussy, or something like that. And the meme was like, yeah, babe, you don't need to worry about that.
It's unbelievable. I mean, just look at who's leading that movement. You've got Lena Dunham, who like could not be more disgusting, right? I mean, forget physically, mentally, everything.
Whoa, hey, let's not challenge her on that. You better, whoa.
Yeah, she's just tweeting, challenge accepted. Just everything that she represents really is this brand of modern feminism, which is just male bashing. This constant idea of being in this perpetual state of victimhood and loving it. All they want to do is, she was victimized, what, a few weeks ago because she overheard two people talking about their personal opinion about, you know, the trans ban. And she had to like cause a storm and try to get them fired on Twitter. Like, it's just, it is absolutely disgusting. And I am like the most vocal anti-feminist. So when I say anti-feminist, please stop talking to me about Susan B. Anthony, because what we have today, all of these celebrities crying on stage in their pussy hats, is not what these women went through, you know, back when there was actually oppression against women and we couldn't, you know, we didn't have the right to vote. So.
Well, true modern day feminism isn't the crazies that are walking around 200 pounds overweight in yoga pants. Good Lord. Who don't know, who haven't found a razor that they like in their entire lives. True feminism is. I'm sorry. No. Okay, guys, you're gonna kill me. Keep pulling up the memes though, cause they're funny. True feminism is someone like Candace, who doesn't need to show off she's a woman of the world. She does it through her real femininity. She wears makeup, she does her hair, she's got a nice sweater on that's a very feminine thing. I think the problem with these quote unquote feminists is that they're so disgusting, they've never had anybody actually embrace their true feminist traits. And so they kind of just rebuke the world and right. They want to blame everyone else for their own internal struggles.
Right. This is just a way, like I said, it's a means for them to get attention because they couldn't get it any other way. And it's not like these women are super intelligent. You know, like these women aren't even smart. They don't think through problems. They're not putting anything out there but a bunch of whining.
So whoa. Hold on a second. These are the inventors of the pussy hat.
The pussy hat.
Come on now.
I mean, like, can I take you seriously? You're wearing a vagina on your head. And you want to know why I don't want to be a part of your movement. It's unbelievable to me. So I'm very vocal about it. And I say time and time again, you know, for those of us women, it's time for these conservative women who have been told, you know, you guys are wrong. And, you know, the fact that you aspire to want to have a family and, you know, traditional family values makes these conservative women wrong. Absolutely not. It's time for them to stand up and tell these other women to, you know, to stop shrieking. I can't even say it's just a shriek. A long shriek is all I hear.
Guys, pull up the female age Skrillex video. We have the evidence. We're gonna make sure that you understand that Candace is 100% right. Pull up the female age Skrillex video of them shrieking. If you can find that, we've got 3 minutes left here. Find that video. One thing I want to ask you though, Candace, what has it been like for you personally? I mean, I'm sure that the left is coming after you. I'm sure you get attacked. Hey guys, fast forward. Okay, wait. Yeah, that's it. Here, give the audio. This is exactly what Candace started over and then feed the audio into me. Okay, apparently we can't get the audio on this. Can we get the audio on these shrieking feminists? Literally shrieking.
This is what they sound right. Like, yeah.
That, you know, we'll try to have that before we're over.
But puff, like, they're just shrieking at all times of the day at every event. They're just shrieking. And, you know, there's a fat acceptance movement, which is now, like, looped into feminism, which is, like, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like, you know, like now all of a sudden, like we have to just accept that you're super fat and unhealthy, or else there's something wrong with us. We shouldn't want people, you know, to be healthy anymore.
Anna Navarro tweets out like trying to body shame people who are in good shape as if that's some sort of insult. I replied like, oh wow, thank you. I am healthy. Wow.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's twisted. It's just super perverted what feminism has become today.
So back to the question though, what kind of attacks have you endured from people that don't like your message?
You know, it hasn't been too bad. It's mostly positive. There's obviously like, you know, the liberals, the actual liberals that are posing as conservatives and try to write like, you know, racist message and those things, but it's so predictable. It's so obvious.
Which was your original kind of factor that got you going into this.
Yeah. I totally understand that this is what they do. These liberals operate behind the scenes, behind fake accounts, and they try to poison, you know, the well and say, oh, we're Trump supporters and we think, you know, you're the N-word, you're this and you're that. You know, I'm way beyond that, so much smarter than them. Like I said, only thing I've been getting a little bit of backlash on is just that I'm pro man, because apparently you cannot support male causes without hating women, which is ridiculous. And, just shows you how small their intellect is, their range of intellect is for these feminists.
Do we have the audio of them shrieking now? This is it. This is exactly what Candace was talking about. This is wild female age Skrillex. We found her in Austin, Texas. Just go to the top of the video. It should be right at the beginning. I'm pretty sure we put the shrieking right at the beginning of this.
Yeah, I think actually feminism, like this brand of feminism, is like the worst in Austin, Texas. I have friends down there that tell me they've been like punched in the face for saying that they voted for Trump. Like the women are crazy down there. So time for me to make a visit.
Oh, don't even get me started. I deal with these people firsthand.
It's crazy.
Literally. Here we go.
Like we don't have to hate each other.
Selling this child care package, out there, doing interviews. She said that her own organization gets 80s paid leave, and we're finding that may not be true.
All right, folks, well, that runs out of time. We tried to get that video, but Candace was 100% right. We're going to be hearing more from Candace. Check her out on Twitter, @RedPillBlack. Check her out on YouTube, @RedPillBlack. Everything she says is true. She's defeating the New World Order just by existing and living in reality. Thanks for tuning in to The War Room. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 p.m. Central.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen.